This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More community colleges in higher education deserts may start offering bachelor's degrees. For students aspiring to earn a bachelor's degree, community college is often considered an affordable stepping stone to attending a four-year university. But for the 13 million adults who live in areas far away from such institutions, in places called higher education deserts, junior college associate degrees may be the end of the line. Currently, 24 states, including California, Florida, and Texas, permit community colleges to offer baccalaureate programs, but that number may soon increase. Iowa, Illinois, and Kentucky are among the states considering the expansion. As of 2019, fewer than 25% of rural Americans held a bachelor's degree or higher, and 39% of rural Gen Zers believe they can't get one in their current area. Community colleges offering four-year bachelor's degrees may be the logical and accessible solution. The updated property valuations that will be used to calculate Montana's falls property tax bills are on their way to homeowners and other Montana property owners. The mailed notices from the Montana Department of Revenue tee up a 30-day period in which property owners can appeal their valuations, which will likely rise for most residential properties as a result of widespread home value growth in Montana between 2022 and 2024. Revenue Department Director Brendan Beatty said, "It's important that Montana property owners review this information. If property owners wait until property tax bills are sent in November, it'll be too late for the department to correct property characteristics and make adjustments that may impact the value of the property for tax year 2025. Appeals to home valuations can be made to the Department of Revenue, and after tax bills are issued, appeals can be made to tax appeal boards at each county level or to the state tax appeal board." Different than most other states, the valuations used to calculate Montana property taxes are produced at the state level rather than by county government offices. Most residential, commercial, and agricultural properties have their valuations updated on two-year cycles. Final tax bills are calculated and mailed each fall by county treasurers who combine the state's tax valuations with the millage rates set by cities, counties, school districts, and other taxing jurisdictions to fund their budgets. In a departure from past practice, a sample notice available on the Montana Department of Revenue website indicates that this year's reappraisal notices will not include an estimate of how the department's updated property valuations will shift property owners' final tax bills. Residential values rose by 40% on median during the 2023 reappraisal cycle, contributing to a 21% tax increase for median properties. The appraisals this cycle may be higher than that 40% in 2023. The Montana Department of Revenue property appraisal forms will include a current assessed value that, for residential properties, represents the amount the property could have been sold for as of January 1, 2024, and also a current taxable value, a small fraction of the assessed value figure, which is the portion of a property's value used to calculate tax bills. In prior years, the taxable value has been 1.35% of assessed market value for most residential properties. But the tax legislation package passed this year by the Republican-majority Montana legislature replaces that taxable value of 1.35% with a new set of tiered rates that change the taxable values for homes, generally up. The second home tax that applies higher rates to properties that are not qualified as principal residences will not take effect until next year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.